Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody. I'm Carmen Hara on Home Time Radio. So excited to be with you tonight. You see what's going on in the world. You know, I'm just in Miami, so I am in shock. And I'm sad because it's painful to see that a president, a former president, gets arrested. Anyhow, I'm not here to talk politics. Actually, my theme today, it's a fascinating one that has everything to do with spirituality. But I have to tell you that in 2000, I was telling my producer, Christopher, 2019, I launched a CD in London, and I was interviewed by BBC. And BBC was asking me, because they know me for some time making predictions, and predictions that actually, some of them came true. I was asked about Trump, and I was telling them that I actually see Trump in prison, and they were like staring at me, 2019. Who could have ever imagined a president in prison? That's impossible. And look what's going on today, and probably you're going to say, well, he will never go to prison. I actually think he will, and we'll see about that. But again, I have nothing against nobody. I'm not a politician. I'm not here to discuss any of this. I'm just mentioning the fact that 4 years ago, I anticipated something that's happening today. And I think this is very interesting how the mind has the ability to transcend the physics and see something years ahead. And I feel we all have this ability. Most likely, if we believe in something that is called the transmigration of the soul. Now, so my topic tonight is reincarnation. And this is not a new topic. I've been talking about reincarnation. So many people have been talking about this. Many religion and many creeds across the globe believe in this fascinating theory. In fact, the notion of reincarnation is as old as history of man. Now, the first one goes back to Samsara 3,000 years ago. In the scripture of Hinduism, in something that is called Upanishad, something like that. I hope I'm having the right pronunciation. The Hinduism and also other religion like Buddhism, Judaism, they draw their origin in the idea of reincarnation as their theory, as the basics of the idea. Then there comes, like I said, Pythagoras in the 6th century BC, who claimed that the soul was immortal. Now, Plato, all this Greek philosopher, and by the way, you know, I did the 23andMe, and my soul comes from an island in Greek. So that explains my fascination with numerology, incarnation, and all of this. Probably I lived talking about the soul lives many lives by the time of Pythagoras. I believe I did. I believe I probably met him. But Plato elaborated in his teaching that the soul passes from one body into another until it parts into bliss. And this came to know as metempsychosis. So the theory is also called metempsychosis. Nearly 2,000 years later, a French doctor called Alain Kardec started a new religion called Spiritism, which placed great emphasis on reincarnation. And that became so while spread more recently, New Age has extended the notion of reincarnation. Now, traditionally speaking, Catholicism, Christianity, Even Judaism doesn't recognize reincarnation. But those who practice Kabbalah and other esoteric teaching definitely embrace the idea of incarnation. Now, the Kabbalah teaches a belief in the transmigration of the soul, so that the Jews hold reincarnation as something very sacred. We should keep it in mind that Jesus himself proclaimed that he will come back and instructed us to wait for her returns 2,000 years later. If we add 2,000 with the 33 when he died, 2,033 is the end of the Kali Yuga and the beginning of the Golden Yuga. Now, Christians celebrate his resurrection on Easter. Now, let's see, you have 10 years to go to see if this is becoming our reality. Today, we are free to follow whatever beliefs we resonate. And I'm going to take your calls on this because I want to take your opinion about what do you think is going on to our soul. If you believe in incarnation or not, call me. 202-570-7057. Christopher, my absolutely wonderful producer, will take your calls, will connect you with me. So Patty from Queens, Pauline from New York, you guys and everybody else, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute. But let me make my idea. Today, you know, we are free to follow whatever beliefs resonate with us. But I think it's safe to say that even the biggest skeptic or the more strictest Christian person has wonder about the escortion of the soul. What is really like happening when the soul leaves the body? Where does it go and what does it do? Does it really go up in heaven? Is there a place like heaven? Is there a place like hell? Or the soul remains somewhere forever? So, judging by the never-ending cycles of our world, that answer doesn't seem right. The season, the planet, the nature constantly recycling. Everything comes in full circle, and everything that dies is reborn, including us. And I'm going to give you my own story. My daughter tells me, Mom, I'm pregnant. But the day she's pregnant is exactly the month and day my mother died years ago. So I told her, okay, that's my mother coming back. So she chose to let you know of her coming back exactly the day and the month she dies. And guess what? She's going to be born exactly on my father's birthday. So it's just crazy. I told my daughter, so that's my mother. Obviously, it's a girl. So I say we have to name her from my mother because that's her coming back. I believe in incarnation. I don't know about you. You maybe not. You probably don't believe. I not only believe in it, but I believe in the communication with the world that is beyond this world. And I've had millions of experiences. I'm exaggerating, but I had a lot of experiences. You know, myself, talking to people, different parts of the world, telling them about the people they lost, their names, people I've never met, people I had no idea who they are, dates, times, details about things, and that makes me believe there is something out there. Now, many scientists, psychologists, psychiatrists, have suspended their skepticism in research of this of an answer. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Brian Weiss, who I know very well. He wrote the book Many Lives, Many Masters, or Dolores Cannon, or Dr. Stevenson, or Dr. Michael Newton. Just a few individuals who have performed groundbreaking work in the field of reincarnation. So, like countless hypnotherapists who perform past life regression. They say the same thing when they work with their patient, when they do those experiences. So they are all in agreement that people who go under hypnosis, they cannot lie. They are reporting things that they are seeing. And if the patient are lying, can it be a possibility that almost all of them report same thing, very similar experiences? Now, I had a near-death experience, and I saw something that a lot of people claim to see when they have that near-death experience, like you pass through a tunnel, emerge into a beautiful world, something natural, something serene, something peaceful. I was 5 years old. I drowned in a river near my home. I don't know how to swim. I can tell with certainty that I experienced something extraordinary, the light, the tunnel, the beautiful valley, the familiar faces. Everybody welcomed me home, but you know what I mean? I didn't continue that journey. Probably it wasn't my time. My soul was pulled back. So the patient who encountered this beautiful experience, their soul had to reflect on the life that had ended and release any remaining doubt, fear, regret, or traumatic memories. Now, sometimes I do believe that it's an extraordinary experience to have a near death, but very few people go through that. The fact that almost, in coming back to hypnotherapy, almost all people go through hypnotherapy, all patients are constantly reporting the same images. And to me, that is a mystery. And it can't fully be grasped while you're alive, but one that we all want to solve it in time. You know, I'm trying to make my point, and I'm interested to see your point of view. I'm really curious to see what do you think. 202-570-7057. And after I talk to you guys, I want to share something that I put together that I consider the 10 signs to recognize a reincarnated soul. And I'm going to go and take my first caller, and I think it's Pat in New York. Patty, hi, my dear Patty. How are you, my love? And how's everything?
Fine. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. You?
Yeah, I'm okay. When you talk about reincarnation, I think I am Marilyn Monroe reincarnated. I was actually, if you count 260 days before your birthday, it comes out to August 4th.
Okay.
1962, and that's when Marilyn Monroe died on the 4th, not the 5th. They discovered her body on the 5th, but I think she died on the 4th. And
okay.
I was conceived on the 4th.
Okay. What makes you believe it is you? Because, you know, people who, so I'm talking about the signs of a reincarnated soul, are souls who many times they live before their times, which was her case. Also, you know, you can identify a lot of the characteristics of her in you. The mannerism. Do you see that in you? The gesture,
okay.
The body language, the physical expression, the personality traits.
There's two things that gets me. Is that for some reason, every August 5th, my stomach hurts me like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know why. And I seem
what's,
to be
allergic
to...
What's the connection with the August 5th? What's the connection?
Didn't she die from drug overdose?
Yeah.
No. In her stomach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I want our audience to know that. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing, what was it? I just remembered.
Do you see any physical characteristics? The physical characteristics?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I have stomach problems, and I have a lot of allergies to drugs.
Okay.
My body doesn't seem to like any form of drugs. I have too many. Yeah, I'm hypersensitive to drugs.
Okay.
And what took her life was drugs.
Okay, yeah. Now, this is something that I think is kind of a synchronicity. There's a synchronicity before for that, your birth, synchronicity about what you experience exactly at the same time. Do you have anything, any feeling towards her when you see her pictures? Do you have, do you feel any connection with her?
I just feel bad that she what surrounded her.
Okay.
Yeah, because allegedly she had an affair with President Kennedy.
Right.
And that she loved Joe DiMaggio, and Joe DiMaggio loved her.
Right.
Yeah, that, you know, you feel sorry for her because she was a foster child. You know.
Right.
It's just, I, you know.
Because I'm trying to see what else makes you believe, what are the evidence you have of this incarnation? This is a, there are different signs.
Right.
Now, I wrote an article, I want you to read it, on different magazines, from Huffington Post to Daily Mail to everywhere. If you put my name, you're going to see the 10 signs of reincarnated soul. And I want you, if you read those, it's going to probably make you resonate even more, or see the connection even in a more clear way.
I just don't want to die the way she died. Maybe that's why my body doesn't like
No, no, don't forget. How old are you now, if you don't mind asking me, approximately?
60.
So she died a young woman, so that's not the case.
Right.
Because usually, you know what happens, is the soul comes back. There's a danger of dying at the same age again in the next life. Or there's a danger of doing the same thing that he did in a previous life.
Uh-huh.
So you understand? I feel like it's like,
yeah.
There's a sign of me that also said probably somebody contributed to make a die. You know, it's like, I don't know, say she was killed. I
think she was.
I wanted to say indirectly she was helped to die, which is the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, like I always believe that Princess Diana was killed. So it's just my belief. It's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so in other words, did you see anything happening in your life when you were around the age she was?
Let me see. Well, I was born 63. That was 1999.
Right.
Yeah, my mother had pancreatic cancer at that time.
Yeah. And what about, what else, were you in conflict what was going on in your private life, in your relationships?
Well, I didn't have anybody at that time. But in 99, my father ended up in the hospital with pneumonia. And then a few months later, my mother had pancreatic cancer.
Okay. Okay.
She was diagnosed with pancreatic. They operated on her. They took out the tumor, and she was fine. No chemo, no radiation.
No, nothing.
She had the early stages of cancer. Actually, what saved her life is that she turned yellow. And they did a sonogram, and they discovered the tumor. And
yeah,
they took it out.
She was really lucky. Very lucky.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. That was 1999.
Yeah, very lucky. Especially
so
that, you know?
Yeah, I was 36 at that time. It happened after my 36th birthday.
Right.
And then right before I turned 37, my brother got married. My youngest brother got married.
Okay.
So we had bad thing and a good thing happen.
Right, right. No, I was referring I'm trying to see if anything else you identify that will make you have full confidence that this is, that you are her, you know?
No, I don't know. It was just a coincidence that happened to be conceived on the day that she died.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
I understand.
And then my body doesn't like drugs.
Because who else thought that was Marilyn Monroe? Was this famous, I have a blank with her name right now. She had a son who died, and she died at 39. And she always knew she's going to die. And she actually looked like Marilyn Monroe. I have a blank with her name right now. She actually died in Florida. Do you know who I'm talking about? She was
No.
She had a TV show. She was fat. She lost the weight. She had a problem with her daughter. And the daughter, they believed the daughter belonged to the photographer. Do you remember that story?
No, reincarnated.
I have a blank with
Nicole
her name.
Smith.
Nicole Smith, yeah. Anna Nicole Smith. She always claimed that she's the incarnation of Marilyn Monroe. She always claimed that.
And she does look like her.
And she looked like her. And she always said, I happen to know her. She always said she's going to die young, and she did. And she kind of died in very weird circumstances. So there are a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I just don't want to die the way she did.
Yeah, no, no,
and
no.
And actually, several years ago, I actually had a dream that somebody wanted to kill me. And they were going to give me drugs. This was years ago I had this dream.
Right, yeah. So, but very interesting. But do you communicate with anybody on the other side? Have you ever had the feeling that you're talking to someone?
In my dreams only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only in my dreams.
I feel very strong that you communicate with a grandfather. A man on the side of your family. I don't know if this is your father's father.
My father's father's birthday is the day before I was born.
Right. So I feel that there's some connection and some communication, even if he's not here anymore. You communicate with him from that, without acknowledging, probably.
I don't have dreams about him. I do have dreams about other family members, like my dad. But I was born April 27.
It doesn't necessarily have to be in a dream. It's just interesting. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a dream.
No.
Then I do see somebody who has a big D name, like David, Daniel, something like that. Any of your family member that have something to do with another part of the world, Europe, something like that?
Yeah, my mother immigrated from Italy. Both of my parents immigrated from Italy. So
okay.
I have family in Italy.
Okay. What about your dad?
My dad was born in Italy, but now it's part of Croatia. And the area where my father was born in 1928.
Yeah, because
it was
I feel like this, talking back to your family tree, you know, going back, that's where I see the connection, the karmic connection with a member of your family, this man who I have a sense is constantly in touch with you. I have a sense of him. It's interesting.
Right. Well, my mother's father died when she was only 2 years old, so she doesn't remember her father, and I never met him. So.
Right.
And
okay,
anybody with a D name? My last name is with a D.
Whose name is with a D?
My last name starts with a D.
Okay, and it comes from your father's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. So
my last name starts with a D.
Okay. Well, the man I'm seeing on the other side is on your father's side of the family. That's where the name is coming from, and he's the one that shows me the D name. So it's even directly referring to your father and to himself.
Right. Yeah, it's our last name.
Okay. And this is why I'm convinced that I'm confident I'm talking to somebody who's in touch with you. I don't know your last name, so you see, I am told something that I trust being true.
Right. Yes. Actually, whose birthday? My niece's birthday is coming up on Friday. She's gonna be 7 years old. She's the only relative after my brothers and I who have a direct connection to my mother and father. When family members have children, it's either on my father's side only or my mother's side only.
Right.
There's only one child that has a connection to my mother and father, which is my niece. And she's going to turn 7 on Friday.
Right.
Okay. And maybe they're watching, you know, maybe they're watching.
Right, somebody's definitely watching over you, because I can see this man who looks very handsome, very attractive. And he claims not to be born here, you know. he claims about Europe. He is a very, very, very.
It's either my mother's father or my father's father.
No, it's your father's father. Yeah.
Oh, okay. His name was Salvatore.
Yeah, somebody who lived longer, actually.
Yeah, he died at the age of 86.
Yeah.
He was about to turn 87.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a man who lived a longer life, and not your mom's dad who lived a shorter life.
Yeah, he died at the age of 49. My other grandfather.
Right.
My mother's the only one that's still living. That she outlived her parents and her siblings.
Yeah,
she doesn't
she's
have
amazing.
Any. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
The reason I'm calling because I wanted to call you, because last week. My mother's tenant just informed my mother and I that she's moving out. And now, since she's moving out, we've been talking for 2 years. My family's been talking for 2 years to have my mother move out, sell the house and move into a condo with me and her together.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is right now, we are having a problem with the deed. In 2016, the house became a family irrevocable trust.
That was a good idea, actually,
Okay. It was a good idea at that point. That was to protect me after
mm-hmm.
my three brothers moved
right,
out.
The trust is a good idea, yes.
Right. But what's going to happen, what do you see happening? Do you see my, because it's like, you know, we have a real estate agent now that wants to put the house up,
uh-huh.
but we can't do anything until they move out. And now now the real estate agent's telling me, oh, we got to make sure they move out. Do you see problems with my mother's tenant? Like she's not going to move. She says she's going to move out by July 1st. Do you
I
see
don't
her?
See any problem. If she moves out, she'll move out.
Okay. What about, like, we're going to have problems with the deed when we sell the house? Like, because we need the sale of the house to pay for the condo. We need the sale of the house to pay for the condo.
That's going to happen.
Okay. When do you see us moving out?
Do you have a deadline? Do you have to move? Is this something you have to do right away or not really?
Not really. It's just that my mother wants to move out because she can't, the first floor, because it's a two-family home. We live on the second
uh-huh.
floor. The first floor. My mother always needed the rent money to pay for the heating, the water.
Right. I can understand that.
Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to wait a long time. You know, a few months is fine, you know, to pay for the property tax because the
mm-hmm.
insurance doesn't
right.
come up until September. My mother's
right.
paying the big property tax right now. The property insurance
right.
is September, right? So we want to, like, it's okay for a few months, but we want to get out, you know, we don't want to spend a whole year in this house, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you know what, you do whenever you do whatever, you know. Yeah.
When do you see us moving out?
Not right now. I don't see this happening right now.
Alright.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, when you sell a house it takes several months. But do you see us by Christmas being out of here?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. By
All
the
right,
end
that's
of the
fine.
Year, yes. By the end of the year.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. We just want to get my mother out of here before she passes away.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she dies before we sell the house, my brothers and I inherit the house four ways. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's four of us. If we move out, you know. If we move out, you know. You know, if you
no,
want to
I
inherit...
understand. I completely
right.
understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, my mother
say.
Deserves to have... She paid for the house in 1964. Her
right.
and my father paid $25,000 on this house.
Right,
you know,
right.
She should get the money, not us.
Exactly. Well, anyhow, okay, my love. It was
Thank you.
Such a pleasure talking to you. I love you. And now I'm going to go to, I think Pauline in New York. Hi, Pauline. Can you hear me?
I wanted, Yes, I haven't been talking for like 3 months, so my voice is very hoarse. Hopefully you can hear me.
You're good.
I isolated myself. I don't know what. I thought through phases.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I was transmuting all the collective energies. I was really like.
Right.
I stayed in bed 3 months. And I didn't go anywhere.
But are you okay now?
I hardly ate, and I didn't even drink that much water. I was like in a fast. It was really strange.
Are you okay? But you're okay, no?
Yeah, I go through this like once or twice a year. I think I do something. I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I think I'm doing this for the collective. Because I heard it was very dark out there. Energies was horrible out the last few months.
Right.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to contribute into your past life and reincarnation, I know you know it's not like it's not linear, the time past life.
Of course, yes.
So I'm actually, you know, I do believe in past lives and reincarnation, but not in the way everybody else does. And actually, I've gone beyond.
Which is the way you believe?
I guess originally I learned about it through the Buddhism stuff. There was reincarnation that made sense to me, and then I went from there. But I'm like, right now, I'm actually going further back. I mean, not further back, but more. I go inward, but I'm also going outward in the cosmos. So I've been looking into my connections through galactic astrology, how far I go back, and all my. So it's even further than just past lives that I've had. And I know my last life, but I didn't remember it. My friend told me that we were teenagers in the Holocaust. And then when she said that, I said, no wonder. When I learned it in school, I felt so as if I had been there. And I didn't understand why it felt like that. I never understood why it felt when I heard the story about the Holocaust. It really threw me for a loop. But I also know, being a Sag, that I have had many lives, past lives, as like ministers and all that kind of stuff in religion. So, but and I even digging deeper about this guy that I believe is my whatever counter or whatever the hell he is.
Because I think
there's something further. It's not just these past lives. It's got to go back even further. And I found out. We had certain planets that we were together in.
It's
just interesting. I don't remember them myself, and I wonder if I was able to look into the Akashic Records, would I see all that in there, too, so I wouldn't have to remember all
that. The Akashic Records are fascinating.
And you could heal everything. It's like you really don't need to know all of this stuff. Honestly, I think if you just concentrate on what you got to deal with in this life, it all connects to everything, all the trauma, all the emotions.
So true,
it'll clear it all out. Doesn't matter if you know it or you don't know it.
Exactly. You know? That's so fascinating,
And it's sort of interesting. And even the charts, the astrology charts can tell you so much if you really know.
So true. But do you have any experience of
I had one. Yeah. That definitely, when I had my breakdown, I had, like, I went into some kind of thing where I actually I felt like I was in a past life because they drug me across this, like, field in a psychiatric place. And I flashed back as if I were a slave, a black slave that I was
being. Wow, how interesting.
Yeah. And I even, like, I also... that's not really past life, but I even connected to my fur coat, like the spirit of my fur coat. I had to apologize to the animal. I was going crazy, all kinds. And then I also felt things, like I was more empathic. I could feel
that
I had just turned on all the digital signals on the antennas out there for all the cell phones. And I went nuts. I mean, I really couldn't sleep and everything. I was so sensitive and I started to really feel strange, and I even flash back to, like, a lot of people who are in the mental hospital also say that they experience a lifetime of Jesus. I felt like I was walking through the time of Jesus, walking with his cross on his back and everything.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of strange. That was my spiritual awakening when I sort of.
But have you ever done hypnosis ever?
I study hypnosis, but I'm not able to let go. I don't even like to let go in meditation. So when I wanted to do it for self-hypnosis. Right. And I had somebody say that they didn't get my hypnosis, but they never seen anybody do it conscious, because I would not I would not allow myself to just surrender. You know, like those people who do the crazy stuff where you just nod out and you chuck like a chicken. I said, I would never I never leave my body. I could never do that.
You can never do that, yeah.
Nope. I just think that I can get in meditation state without, you know, like visiting, you know, like going out of my body. For some reason, I'm able to just calm myself, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's very true.
I've never really allowed myself to get hypnosis, but I'm actually looking to do cosmic regression or something like that, where I could find out, so I could relive some of my lives.
When you do hypnotherapy, you're not really letting your body. You just open the subconscious mind, and you bring in the into the cognitive mind the information that exists there. It's
I know you can dream, right? You can request it in your dreams, but I don't even dream. So I don't know what else to. I would like to be able to read the Akashic Records, because that'll be easier.
Right.
But
those
then it's
are
not
fabulous.
An experience.
If you ever to access your Akashic record, you have explanation for absolutely everything, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying, and I'm also wanting to go into the cosmic Akashic records, because there is the regular.
Right, those are the, exactly.
So I'm trying to go back to the original point to see where I want to see to validate what was given to me by my
true, absolutely,
astrology. Be very interesting.
Yeah.
So, that's about it. Oh, I wanted to ask you, I missed during my isolation. It was during your first your course with the Destiny. There's a book that I was looking up. See, my library have any of your books. They only had the Destiny Code. I was going to take it out to see if I needed to read that before.
Destiny Code is a very interesting book. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same as what you did at that workshop, the Zoom workshop?
There are a lot of similarities. Yeah. But I have my own take, and probably the course is more complex, without a doubt.
Can
you know
we
what I mean?
Take that course? I mean, can we purchase that course, even though
of course, it's
done
like
it
$5-$10. You can purchase it. Yeah.
Oh,
it's the price
is it
of
on
a
your
coffee.
Website?
If you go to carmenhara.com and you click on shop, the course is there. You can purchase it, and it's yours.
Okay, because
you
never
can
used to have your courses there. That's why I was just wondering. And I was looking up all your books.
I have a lot of courses there, yeah.
I was looking up all your books. I was looking in the Romanian section, the Spanish section, to see what they had any of your books.
Yeah, I have it in different sections in different languages, but I have the course, courses in English. And this is the course that you can definitely get into, go to my site. If you get there, it's very easy. It's
that's
like, I don't know, if $10, $5, something like that. It's nothing, yeah. But it's yours, and it teaches so many things. It's so interesting. And I'm doing now a course in which you can get a certificate of a numerologist, an international certificate. If you want that, then get.
I have something I'm studying, ascendant numerology. It's beyond
If you want to study that with me, it's a three days course, and you
is it
get
Pythagorean?
A,
is it Pythagorean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
like Brunus, but Brunus doesn't teach it. Not like that. I had a teacher. I had my first teacher a long time ago.
But it gives you a certificate, a valid certificate. You know.
I don't need a certificate. I'm 62. Nope. I don't care if people want.
Oh,
I'm never gonna have to show any certificate to anybody.
But
I don't care if they.
If you learn, if you
want
to learn, this would be a course that will teach you everything.
Well, there's another method out there. It's called ascendant numerology. That
I know, and that's the Chaldean. There's this different method.
It's not Chaldean. It's something channeled from somebody that is
more. But the most, to me, the most valid of all, and end up still the Pythagorean, my opinion, out of all of them.
This is a scene. I think is related to the Essenes. I don't know.
It's possible,
already paid for that course. I just didn't take it yet. Talking about past lives. You know what I heard?
What?
That King Charles recently came back from Romania, but I heard that King Charles in Galactic, he was supposed to be a king on another world or some civilization.
Possible.
He never got it this last lifetime, so this time he was able to be a king in this earth. That's what I heard. Somebody gave that information. Oh. I was thought that was fascinating about him.
It is fascinating, yeah.
And you still have monarchy, right, in Romania.
No, we don't. No.
Yeah, you do. You still have
it. No, there's no more monarchy. There's no more monarchy since 1944, so that was...
Oh, I thought they still recognized that person.
No, they don't. No,
the children.
Don't.
Oh, no, they stopped
they
it?
No.
Oh, ever since the European Union, maybe that's...
Right, they changed. That has been changed ever since the Second World War. Yeah.
Did you predict when the monarchy is going to end in England?
Yeah, I predicted that.
Oh,
yeah, I predicted okay. many things. I predicted the arrest of Donald Trump 4 years ago, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I heard
the
about
war
that.
And
there's
Ukraine.
Another aspect of it that nobody knows. He wants to be arrested. He wants to, because now he's going to be able, after he gets arrested, he's going to allow himself to get arrested, and he's going to be able to go and get Biden and Hillary Clinton for all their corruption. After he gets arrested, he's going to go look, have everybody look into it once, if he wins. But there's so many good people running this. Wow, Elon Musk,
RFK
Jr., Marianne Williamson, all these. I just wish they would all be president together. Wouldn't it be great if they had a council? President's council.
It would be great,
Not one
but
rule.
But, you know, for that, we have to have peace on earth so people can accept their differences and people can finally, unconditionally love each other and appreciate each other. We're not there yet. I don't know how long it's going to take for us to get there, but we better get there if we don't want to be, you know.
We have so many, but, you know, it's funny. I know Trump was no angel. He did a lot of things, I'm sure, like in business. He was corrupt, I'm sure. But the fact is, he knows where all the corruption is, so he's done it already.
Right. Agree.
And the people who are, like, lifetime government people, they will not admit that they lied. They should just be honest that they, you know, they took money from. It's obvious they all took money. How did they become so rich? I loved Clinton when I first met him. After their first term, something happens to these people. I don't know what.
Always, always something happens.
They all become corrupt somehow.
Always, that's so true.
Even Hillary, I used to like her, but then all of a sudden I heard all the stuff that she did. I don't like her anymore.
No,
so,
I
mean, even Obama.
All of
Trump
them.
Is the only one
all
I voted
them.
For last.
Right, I know.
I know he's angel. I don't care if he's an angel. I want him to be a bully. We need a bully against all of especially against us.
That's true.
I don't
even
know Putin so bad. Honestly, I don't really think Putin is as bad as they say.
Well,
I don't know.
I personally think that he killed so many innocent people.
Yeah, he must have. I'm not saying he never did, but I have a feeling he changed as he got older. He's very, he sounds like he's more altruistic for Russia.
Right.
That's really what he's
I don't know, but it's like whatever this is going is not going in the right direction. This is not, Russia not winning, nobody's winning.
I don't think it's one way or the other. I think it's a little bit of everything. I don't think it's one, nobody has all the answers. So I have a feeling.
I agree.
There's some corruption in Ukraine too. So it's like.
I agree with that too. But for that reason, people should not be killed, you know. Innocent people should not die.
The rulers should not decide. It's the people who are going to fight in those wars that should decide,
true.
Not the damn rulers.
Correct.
They have money involved in it, or they have blackmail or something.
That's true.
They could ask us to vote. They have everything was on TV. We could get the vote on TV. Why can't we vote for everything we want?
Right.
Doesn't it make more sense to let us vote? Directly, we don't need them to represent us. We can represent ourselves from that.
That's true.
We just have to be legal.
That's true.
All right, I better let you go. You probably have a lot of other people waiting.
That's true. Okay, my love, I let you go. I'm going to go to Valerie, but I'm going to take a short break before I talk to Valerie. And don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for
summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and I'm going to talk to Valerie. Hi, my lovely Valerie. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How do you like my topic?
I like it. I just feel like I'm not of this world.
Tell me more.
I don't know. It's like I don't really go with the flow of what's going on, and I never really have my entire life. So it's like, I don't know.
Well, but that makes you original, and that makes you you.
Right. I accept it. Absolutely.
I love that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I have two questions for you real quick.
Sure. I'm listening.
Okay. The first one is, do you see that I would need to go back to a job or work to produce more income, which I need? Or how do you see that coming about?
Yeah, I see you getting a job. But I don't know if it's a full job or a part-time job.
I would like a part-time.
Yeah, I feel it's a part-time, and I think it's going to generate exactly what you need.
It would be
a good decision for you to do it, because it's not going to be difficult. You'll have fun doing it. And it's going to be an easy job. No, you'll love it. Yeah, you'll love it.
Do you see in what direction? Is it something I used to do, or is it something new?
I think it's more something that you used to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's more in the same field.
I was in the medical field.
Yeah, and I feel that's a field that pays very well. It's a very good field, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it did. I would love to get, yeah. But I don't know if I'd be considered maybe a little older now, so they wouldn't consider
you. Not. They will consider you.
Okay.
Definitely.
I haven't been in the field for quite a while, so I don't.
Even
I don't
if
know.
You haven't, yeah.
Mhm. So would it be a place that I've already worked? Maybe they are.
Yeah. I feel you going back into a field where you're in the comfort zone. You'll feel very familiar, you know.
Mhm.
It's something you like because you'll feel familiar.
Right. So would it be like going back to a company that I used to work for?
Yes, and they will like you. They will, they will be very happy with you.
Okay, and when do you see that happening?
I mean, I think this is up to you to make it happen. You can make it happen right away, you know?
Mm-hmm. So all I would need to do maybe is contact previous people that I've worked with?
That's exactly it. You got it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And this will be good. It will be part-time. You will feel at ease because it's something you need. You know what you're doing. They need people like you, regardless of age or whatever, because you have the expertise. Being in a place where you've been before would be the best way to go.
Right. Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
No, do it. Just don't. What makes you hesitant about this? What makes you not be sure?
Because I'm kind of rusty, I would say.
Yeah, I can understand that, you know?
Uh-huh. So I don't know if they would have the patience to wait until I was able to get up to speed.
No, they will.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I would need to reach out then.
So just reach out to them and they will be very happy to welcome you back. And I do believe that that money is something you need right now.
It is.
I don't know if you agree with me. I feel like it's something that is good to do right now because you really feel it, feel like you need it, you know?
I do. That'll help me do the
best. Oh, that will help you so much. Help you so much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, would this be like a commute? Would I have to commute like over an hour?
No, I don't see that.
Okay, because the last place I was at, it was like an hour and 15 minutes.
I don't think it's that long. No, I don't think so. So it might be that either there is a place, the similarities and the environment can be, but it's way closer to you.
Okay.
I think an hour commute is crazy, to tell you the truth.
It is. I agree.
And I don't think it's an hour commute. No, I don't think it is.
Okay, great.
Right, yeah.
And that would basically get me out of the house, too, and circulating around and all of that.
Right, exactly, exactly. That's so good from many points of view, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so my health would be okay doing this? I mean,
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Okay, well, I need to reach out then and see. And see what happens. Hopefully I'm working.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Don't be hesitant. Don't put it on hold. That decide do it because it's it makes you feel good to be at service. It gives you the money that you need, and it's not going to be difficult. But just look for the place that is way closer to you.
Okay, like within a 30-minute.
Yeah, not too much of a distance. You know.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, my love.
For,
what did you say?
There was a place I did work for at one time, and they were 30 minutes away. Less than 30. It was like 20 minutes away.
Yeah, 20 minutes is okay, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1 hour away, it's already way too much. Then you think you spend way too much. You know?
Right.
Way too much.
And, Carmen, do you think I'd meet somebody by the end of the year?
Absolutely. Most likely, if you get out of your home and go and, you know, whenever you connect with people, then the chances of meeting someone are very, very high.
Right. Okay.
I see that you go to some kind of event. I don't know if this is an event with raising money for some charity or something like that, and that's where I think you're meeting this person who's coming in your life. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you, Carmen.
My love. I love you. Thank you so much for calling me. Okay, sweetheart. So I'm coming at the end of the show, but I want to tell you a little bit about, you know, the article that I wrote on incarnation, because this was my theme of my show. And if you want to read much more about this, you can find this article on different sites and on different magazines. First, initially, I wrote it for Huffington Post. Then I republishing on Thrive, Arianna Huffington's site, but then for Daily Mail. And it's an interesting idea. So what I want you to reflect on the telltale signs to find out if the soul of your loved one took a new form. And the first thing that you recognize that there's an incarnation, you always feel like it most likely happened for soul who died suddenly, who left an unfinished business, who passed before their proper time. So I do believe that in this case, the spirit will try to come back as soon as possible. So they try to be reborn into the circle where they left behind the people they love. And what you will always recognize is the body language, the language that my, for instance, my cousin's granddaughter was named Anna. So a photo of her stood in the living room, and when my cousin's baby girl was starting to talk, the first words that she said was not Mama, was Anna, and she pointed towards the photo, And almost like she pointed towards herself, almost indirectly, a two-year-old telling the first thing, Anna, that's me. So it's I will never forget that. That was one of the fascinating things I've experienced. Also, the mannerism. You detect a reincarnated soul by the presence of his familiar gesture, like body language, physical expression, personality traits that they carry over, stubbornness, boldness, curiosity, other qualities. So the new being will appear to behave like the person who's gone, regardless of the age, regardless of gender. So another thing is, as I said, the physical characteristic, because we know that children will always look like their parents or grandparents, but a sign, there are always signs of a reincarnated soul, a birthmark, a mole, a defect, and I can talk about this for hours, but I'm coming at the end of the show, and I'm Carmen Hara on this amazing topic of reincarnation on Om Time Radio, and I will be with you next week, same place, same time, Om Time Radio. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, everybody, for listening. All my love, and let's be together next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time again.